Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts, members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op, and your host, Conservation Programs Manager at Memorial Park, Danny Milliken.
Here we are, Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Had a fun time with Beverly Welch from Arbor Gate. Now we got a special pleasure from Buchanan Standard Plants, Melinda Connor.
Hey, Danny.
Hello. Glad you're here. Always like having you. Don's been waiting a long time, so we're gonna get to Don here. So, Don, you're on Home Show Garden Pros. What's your question?
Okay, first off, Danny, I went over to Buchanan's and I was to buy some of the better mulch for around my trees and everything. But the question is I put the mulch down, but some of the roots are like really high. Are you supposed to cover all the roots as well, or is it basically for just the ground cover? This is question number one. Number two is that I have some areas that just it seems like they just won't grow. And you talk about compost a lot, so if I put the compost down, that may help it out. But do you put it down now, or do you put it down later? And the third and last question is that I wanted to complete my yard. It was St. Augustine grass, and I'm having a heck of a time. People said you could put down some, and it would spread. How much do you have to put down for the rest of the yard to spread, cover it? You got them all?
Oh, yeah. We got them all here. Good questions. Melinda's going to jump on in.
Can I hang up and listen?
Melinda, do you have any questions for?
No, I think we've got it. Let me. Don, are you still there?
I'm here.
Okay, tell me the areas where you're having trouble growing grass. What's the light like? What's the water like?
Okay, the water's pretty good. The light's pretty good, and there is some grass that's growing, but I've done a lot of rework in that yard, and so there are the bare spots as well. But the problem is that I'm trying to get this St. Augustine grass to grow because I've got so many of those long stemmy weed things that are coming up. And I want to have all my grass look the same.
Yep, I understand. So how big is your space?
Oh, let's say 3 feet by 40 feet. In other words, it's right next to the house. I had to take everything out of that area.
Okay. Well, okay. A couple things. First of all, especially when you have trouble growing St. Augustine, I'm a big advocate of just not growing St. Augustine. I know it's an easy thing to say, it's a hard thing to live with, but there are some great ground cover, like horse herb and frog fruit, which are terrific ground covers that are easier to maintain, drought tolerant, sun tolerant, wet tolerant, everything. They just thrive, and they take over really well. So when I have a customer who's having trouble growing St. Augustine and is willing to try that, that's always a good go-to. Second thing, what part of town do you live in?
I live in Bear Creek, which is Highway 6.
Okay.
And Clay, Little York, 529.
One of the best things you can do right now is aerate the soil, because it could be just compaction, could be water, just could be time, but it sounds like the soil isn't healthy enough and breathing enough. So aerate the soil. Compost is great to put down now. Liquid humates or broadcast humates, anything that's going to make the soil healthier, then you have a better chance of having St. Augustine thrive.
Okay, since you're here, and thanks so much, talking about the compost, I do try to use, peels from my onions and carrots and everything. Now, is that too strong of a compost to use, or do you have to stay with the commercial stuff?
You know, not to advocate commercial stuff, but it has to be well composted to be effective.
So, Don, we're now up against it. You've given us a lot of great questions to answer. You're welcome to stay on the line through this brief break, or we'll just start kind of talking about your stuff.
Okay, I just didn't listen.
Okay, great. Hey, well, thanks so much.
Thanks, Don.
And we're definitely going to explore kind of all these ideas. Great food for thought. Before we do, I want to talk about Nelson's Nursery and Water Garden. Incredible place out in Katy, real Katy. This is really the Katy Nursery. So ton of beautiful plants, incredible selection of pots, and all the knowledge you could possibly want. Katy's an awesome city. If you drive around old, you know, real Katy, I'm always floored by the number of citrus trees I see. It's always all these citrus trees. Well, citrus trees kind of need a specific set of care. They're pretty tough trees, pretty bulletproof, but to get your fruit tasting as good as possible, it's important to kind of have someone to rely on. And Nelson's Nursery and Water Gardens has the knowledge to really be the place to go ask those questions, or to get the fertilizer you need, or, you know, extra mulch you need, stuff like that. In addition to being an amazing nursery serving Katy and West Houston, they're also known for water gardens, for having these incredible fountains, really being a leader in the city in making the disappearing fountain, pond work. Really, it's the go-to spot for water gardening. If you want to get, you know, that five senses action going, get sound as part of your watering experience, getting a fountain is the way to go. They have some really cool disappearing fountains. The newest one they've got kind of flows in a little bit of a creek down the side of a pot and then goes into an opening in the pot. So it does not cascade into the whole side. You get a bigger stream of water. So it makes a little more of that water music that we love so, so much. Great Christmas decor. They're doing a thing where they deliver Christmas trees. So if you haven't got a Christmas tree and you're anywhere in West Houston or Katy, you can get it delivered. And in addition to delivering, they'll actually pick up too, which is pretty amazing if you ask me. So you get there and you see this space. And to me, I always get a ton of ideas and a little bit of envy when I go there and I see some of the beautiful spaces they've set up. But definitely ideas for doing a new room in my backyard where I can get some water going. A beautiful spot. It's just a great place. Great plants, great people. And just a great experience. So go check them out. They're on the KD4 Bend County Road off Katy Freeway, just like a quarter mile off the freeway, really close on the other side from the Katy Mills Mall. And their website can give you a lot of good information too, nelsonwatergardens.com.
Dreaming of a vibrant, bountiful spring? Prepare now with MicroLife Fertilizers. Fortify your soil and garden with Humates Plus 004 concentrated compost in a bag. Want exceptional results? Add MicroLife Multipurpose 624. Got problem areas? Treat them now with MicroLife Super Seaweed, the perfect liquid nutritional boost. MicroLife Fertilizers provide billions of beneficial microbes and over 100 minerals plants crave all year long. MicroLife, making life better. Visit MicroLifeFertilizer.com.
It starts in dark, damp places. Creeping mildew, algae, and fungus. Coating driveways, patios, bricks, and siding, damaging your home. Stop the creep in its tracks with Soft Wash, low-pressure washing. Call Tom's Certified Home Show Pro, Clean and Green Solutions. Clean and Green Solutions Soft Wash methods remove mildew, fungus, and oxidation, protecting your paint, leaving your home pristine and clean. Stop the creep. Save your home. CleanandGreenSolutions.com.
Get more from your gardening. The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help with advice and tools they trust to keep things green.
MicroLife, all organic biological fertilizers. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people. Nature's Way resources for quality soil, mulch, and compost. The key to healthy gardens, flowers, and lawns.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now. 713-572-4610.
All right, Home Show Garden Pros, Danny Milliken here with Melinda Connor.
Hey, Danny.
Hey.
How are you?
I am great.
It's great to be here.
Okay, so a lot of good questions from Don. Actually, some leftover questions from Jeffrey from the kind of earlier hour about composting. Mm-hmm. And let's just kind of, you know, we're kind of going backwards a little bit doing the grass, but we can kind of keep going there. So Don's got a problem. You asked him how his light was. He says pretty good. But, man, anytime we're trying to do grass next to a house, especially if it's between the house and the fence, mm-hmm. and he's saying 3 feet by 40 feet, man, that is not going to be good light.
Not good light.
It's you're going to have – if it's the right kind, you're going to have great light for about 3 months of the year, but then either the sun's going to dip beneath the fence on the horizon line or go on the house side, right?
Right.
And if you're not in a good setup and, you know, you're pointing north-south on your fence line, well, you're only going to get, you know, 2-3 hours a day of direct sun, maybe four. But St. Augustine needs 8, mm-hmm. 9. Like, mm-hmm. it needs full sun. And it can get, you know, dappled, but a house doesn't get dappled shade. Dappled shade is right when it kind of meanders right. through yes. the leaves.
Intermittent light.
Yeah, okay, intermittent. That's so much more scientific than dappled. We were talking about – I'm not talking about a pony here, you know. So I loved your idea about coming to terms – and it's a realistic, difficult view that we have to take as homeowners to come to terms with that we don't have light for grass between our house and our fence.
It's a beautiful look. Don wants a uniform look. But once somebody is persuaded that it's not worth the effort and the money
right.
and – it won't ever work. Good ground covers like horse herb, which is one of my particular favorites,
sure.
are beautiful, consistent, resilient, tough, and you get a uniform look.
No, that's one of my favorite plants. It's native.
It's a native.
It's got very charming leaves and
very
flowers.
Charming.
So I love it. And, in a situation like that, we don't know if Don's got gutters, right? But if he doesn't, you're adding a bunch of water to that space as well.
Cascading water.
Yeah, it's a great word, cascading. I was skiing one time and was walking under a little building, and all the snow fell off of it onto me at that point, and it cascaded off the roof. It fell on me on layers. But I'm not emotionally attached to the word. I just, you know.
I am.
Oh, good. So, yeah, but water just kind of slamming the ground. So, really, maybe it's even worth considering a path and all these natives.
Right.
And path's not too hard to do. It definitely will cost less than trying to resod over and over. Mm-hmm. But yeah, and anytime if you're out there dealing with this thin kind of strip between your house and your fence, mm-hmm. St. Augustine is going to have a hard time. In Zoysia, Bermuda, same thing.
Everything will struggle. Perennial grass will struggle. Yeah.
But that's where, forest ground cover plants
right.
are really kind of the answer. So, and that's not the only one. Horse heather, there's a few other ones, and even natives aren't the only choice. Australian violets are really beautiful.
Yeah.
Spread very quickly.
Frog fruit
mm-hmm. same thing. And you know, if you do a few of them, you might get some competition to want to win out.
Mm-hmm.
But you can get some beauty, definitely get ground coverage, but they're going to thrive in less light,
right?
So that's a tough thing there. So sorry about the bad news there, Don, and the rest of you out there trying to get grass growing between your fence and your house on a narrow strip. Really tough stuff. Really, really tough stuff. No amount of compost or nutrition or anything you throw at that, or even your labor, is going to get it because you need more light.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the tough thing about that. Okay, so he's asking about composting and using compost as a improving kind of nutrient source.
Mm-hmm.
So what was your take on his portion of that question?
I think it's great to compost, and I think it's great to add compost, and it can only help, but not orange peels and banana peels directly.
Yeah, directly unprocessed stuff. So it kind of seemed like his question was, can I use compost that has that stuff in it as compost? And we're going to 713-572-4610. This is Home Show Garden Pros. And we're talking with Melinda Connor. Sorry, I needed to do this little break. We're talking about using compost on stuff. We're trying to answer some difficult questions that a lot of people are dealing with, but Don just asked them. So he's doing a public service by doing that. When we say compost, you can use it as a kind of a bulk topping, like mulch.
Mm-hmm.
You can use it as a planting medium for veggie beds, things like that, in holes with trees. Or you can also compost top dress. So compost top dressing your lawn is where you spread a bunch of compost all over the whole lawn, 1/4 inch, 1/8 inch, pretty thin a dressing layer. But what that does is it really improves the soil underneath the grass. And if you want healthy roots, you need healthy soil. Well, it can be a lot of work to spread it all out. And you kind of need to aerate before you do it, or it helps to aerate before you do it. And you want to also feed the plant and the compost at the same time. So you have this kind of what ends up being a pretty big project. Well, the good news is that there's a company called Year Round Organic Lawn Solutions that does all of this stuff, that does core aeration fertilizer application, compost top dressing, and they don't just leave you with that. They come back and check on it. They do monthly treatments for solving problem areas. They're always, when they come, they're always going to be adding some sort of nutrients and helping you out. They use MicroLife. They use Nature's Way. They use a lot of leading organic supplies that we love on this show. So if you're thinking about how can I get that perfect lawn, maybe you've had a great lawn for a while, but since Harvey, you're seeing some patches, you're seeing some overgrowth, some yellowing. Well, it's because compaction. You have compaction. That is eventually going to lead to fungal problems and insect problems that cannot be overcome by conventional means. You need to uncompact the soil. Well, compost is the way to do that. And year-round organic lawn solutions has become pros at decompacting lawns. Nobody in Houston is doing it as good as they're doing it. And I'm kind of really proud of them because Cliff's a really great guy and really kind of committed to this idea of doing this in a safe way. But he's passionate about green lawns. He loves green, lush lawns. And I love talking about it because I also love green, lush lawns. But everything they do is safe for pets, plants, and kids. And they potentially also could give you significantly lower water bills, which kind of a big deal. So better looking lawns, lower water bills, healthier trees, all that's a pretty good deal. Does that sound good to you? Sounds good to me. YearRoundHouston.com.
Get your green on at Plants for All Seasons. From perennials and annuals to ground cover and grasses, their hand-chosen plants are second only to their support. Get even greener. Plants for All Seasons gardening classes are a fun way to learn something new for everyone, from beginning or master gardeners. Plants for All Seasons, 21328 Highway 249, just north of Louetta, and online at plantsforallseasons.com.
They may not seem sexy to you, but garage doors are the center of our world. Hi, it's Charlie from The Overhead Door Company of Houston. We can't help thinking about doors, operators, remotes, tracks, and rollers. That's good, because it takes someone who lives and breathes garage doors to fix yours fast at a fair price, guaranteed. We've been opening doors since 1934, and we'll keep yours rolling like no one else, because garage doors are sexy to us. Please don't judge us. Just trust us with your door. I'm Charlie with OverheadDoorHouston.com. Thank you for listening.
Now back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
All right, Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. 713-572-4610. This is a show. We have gathered. It's like superpowers. You know, we've gathered a bunch of gardening
superheroes,
wizards. Yeah. It's going to go the Harry Potter route also. gardening experts to help you become a better gardener. And it's a live show. Easy way to access is by calling in 713-572-4610. We talk about products that work, solutions that work, strategies, but also sometimes the news is not ideal. St. Augustine is a tough, rugged lawn, but it needs sun. So, all right. So another one of Don's questions. We're answering questions. Don, a listener, gave us a good list of questions. We're kind of talking through some of these because really a lot of people have these questions.
Yeah.
So in a nutshell, Don's having a hard time growing St. Augustine in between his house and his fence, about 3 feet wide. The sad news is that there's not enough light there, is my guess.
I think that's probably true.
And so Melinda's recommending that he consider a ground cover.
Right.
Yeah.
As you said, Australian violet, horse herb, frog fruit. Native. I, of course, prefer natives.
But, yeah. There's a bunch of other options. Those are three great ones. Horse herb is a beautiful plant. Okay. So composting. So an earlier caller actually asked about composting horse manure. Mm-hmm. Don's asking about, you know, if home compost is too strong to use on his plants at home or grass even. And it's kind of tricky because the short answer is no, it's not too strong. But really, when it comes down to it, it's not as strong.
Mm-hmm.
So it's home composting really. So I, you know, run a part of the programs at Morrill Park that I do is the compost management site. Mm-hmm. And I'm testing the temperature every single week, if not more. I'm looking at a microscope at the compost, every 2 weeks, if not more. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're digging deep in the pile. We're turning it quite often. With big machines, but you know, at home you would do it differently. And so it's this process where we have to keep it all aerated and fresh all the time. We can only choose kind of the best inputs that make really great stuff. And so at home, we don't do a lot of those steps.
Right.
And we can't build up quite the population. So home compost is often, it's a good material, but it's often better considered like reduced waste.
Mm-hmm.
So probably equivalent of a good rich mulch, where like Nature's Way compost, a few other good brands that are out there,
mm-hmm.
They are making like amazing compost. And that's the kind of stuff that's really going to get a bump your plants. You could have amazing home compost. Don't get me wrong. Your home compost could be the best compost on the planet.
Right.
That could happen. Melinda, yours probably is.
No.
And so, well, you know, you never know. And so it's like it's just a tough thing. So, but yeah, you can use your home compost as mulch circles to top dress. You can use it in your veggie beds, although that maybe is less good if you've put things like eggshells in it, or, you know, or your weeds or stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, you can still definitely use it. It's still a really great material. And compost is an amazing solution for fixing things because it makes soil deeper, adds nutrients and life all at one time. So really incredible stuff. Another incredible product that you can add to your soil. You know, I got to do these live reads, and sometimes I like a segue. But I do love this product, and it's Nelson Plant Food. So they got a line. They have two different lines. One's Color Star. Incredible stuff for flowering plants. So annual flowering plants, you want to extend their color. Color Star is the jam. Landscapers use it like crazy. That's really where the name became famous with landscapers. But now homeowners are starting to discover it, use it, extend your cyclamen, improve your flowers and your pansies, all that stuff. Well, they also have a really amazing line of stuff called NutriStar. And NutriStar is basically just that. It's in the line of Color Star, but it's nutrition focused and really kind of tailored towards individual plant groups. And so there's a citrus one, there's a veggie one, plumeria, hibiscus. You know, there's a bunch
of azalea.
Yes, absolutely. And you know, like if you think of azaleas, there's a couple other plants in that plant group. There's blueberries, mm-hmm. camellias, things like that, that also kind of hydrangeas that like similar soil needs. So Dean Nelson literally like did the work of customizing these blends for these plants while keeping in mind soil health. So really incredible effort to make a chemical fertilizer that's actually good for the soil. And he did it by mixing some organic ingredients, some chemical ingredients, but using better inputs than just kind of your, you know, normal run-of-the-mill fertilizer. So the nitrogen sources he's got are some of it's covalently bonded, some of it's organic. It just really was really careful about making this product work with soil biology, providing great nutrition, and not just providing it, but providing it at the right time and the right amounts. So there's a citrus one that I'm a big fan of. If you're going to grow citrus in pots, which is a wonderful way to grow citrus, you need to feed them on the regular basis. And Nelson Plant Food is the jam for feeding them in pots. It literally is the best thing on the planet, in my opinion, for that. So you want healthier, longer-lasting plants. If that's what you want, look for the gold star to find Nelson Plant Food at most of our Home Show Garden Pro locations. Feed your plants. They're hungry for sure. Buchanan's has them.
Proudly.
And visit nelsonplantfood.com.
Do-it-yourself painting seems easy to you. Head to the store. Pick a color. Buy paint, brushes, rollers, drop cloths, mix paint, borrow ladder, back to store, forgot a roller, pen, tape, and turpentine. Or you could call Tom Tynan's Painting Home Show Pro, Rudy's Quality Painting. Rudy's pros even fix spots that need fixing, leaving you time to take it easy. Running errands, cheering on kids, school sports, school plays and projects, dentists and doctors. At least Rudy's makes one thing easier. Rudy'sQualityPainting.com.
You're listening to the Home Show Garden Pros. Gardening help you want. Answers you can trust from members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
Enchanted Forest, Enchanted Gardens, both in Richmond, where beauty and tranquility are waiting.
Plants for all seasons. Come and get your green on.
The Arbor Gate. Take an ordinary journey to an extraordinary place.
Connect with all six Home Show Garden Pros co-op members anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com or call now 713-572-4610.
All right, 713-572-4610. We're answering garden questions, chatting through some topics that we were gifted by a listener that I think is going to resonate with a lot of folks out there. His last question that we want to hit on. Oh, and I'm here with the amazing Melinda Connor.
Hello.
A garden pro from Buchanan Native Plants. And wild news that you guys sold your trees.
Yeah, we're almost sold out. We still have a few trees, but we had 1,200 trees. So that's a lot of happy households.
If I could whistle, I would. Wow, that's yeah, a lot of happy households. You guys had a great selection. So it was nice to see different tree types and shapes. You know, that was really a unique thing.
Beautiful trees this year. The Nordman fir is a beautiful tree.
That's the
big,
fluffier.
Fuzzy, yeah.
Yeah, that one was really pretty for sure. Okay, so Don's last question, we're just going to get to it quickly. He asked that when he's covering up, when he's mulching, mm-hmm. should he try to cover up all the roots? Mm-hmm. And really, we see there are two questions involved with that. So I'll ask you, you know, let's say I'm going to ask both ways. I got a big oak tree, I'm trying to mulch, mm-hmm. and I have roots above ground. Do I need to cover up all those roots?
For me, it depends on how old the roots are,
yeah.
how much above ground they are. The younger roots, of course, you want to cover. But I'm very careful to try to advise customers not to over-mulch.
Sure.
Just pile mulch around, volcanic mulch.
Yeah, you got a root that's above the soil 4 inches, mm-hmm. and you're like, oh, I'm going to cover that by 2 inches.
Right.
That's too much mulch.
That's way too much mulch.
Yeah, and, you know, that root should be in the ground, but, you know, life is not like that way,
right.
you know.
right.
If my ifs and buts were candies and nuts, right?
Right, especially for ancient oak trees.
Yeah, know? So you're going to have above ground roots, and you know, compaction has lowered that soil. But you know, you want to max out your mulching at what? How 3 inches, 4 inches?
Two to three inches.
Two to three. So yeah, and you know, if that means you do a second application, that's what that means. But that's also a way to kind of add friability, reduce compaction a little mm-hmm. bit, is by mulching. So the second kind of portion of the question. Is I am mulching around shrubs and I'm seeing kind of roots exposed around the shrubs. There's smaller roots, so I need to mulch all those.
You might add some soil. You might top dress with some soil and I would mulch.
Maybe do I need to like rebury a shrub or two if a lot of roots are above ground?
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it depends on the shrub. It depends on why the roots are exposed. But yeah, I certainly think so.
Okay, awesome. I mean, I have seen kind of shrubs definitely like a good 2 inches above mm-hmm. mulch. Mm-hmm. And so what people do is they build up around them, but that gravity mm-hmm. takes that down and it
right.
breaks down.
Right.
So if you got that issue where you're seeing tiny, tiny little roots above ground, there's a chance that you just need to go ahead and flip the script.
Upend it. Yep.
Yep. And just
and replant it.
Yep. And don't forget to pack it down at the bottom of the hole, but get it, you know, get it all the way in there. You want those top roots to be at the top of the soil level, not necessarily the mulch level.
Right. Not above the soil level.
Yeah, definitely not. Definitely not way above it.
And you want a clean hole so that there are not pockets of water building up.
Yeah, the bottom needs to be compacted. I mean,
that's
a big mistake people make. So, and also when it comes to mulch and compost and how you use it, I've become a fan of really every once in a while with my beds mulching with compost.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I find that can do is really like increase kind of the health of my plants in a huge, huge way. And Nature's Way Resources is, you know, as you guys know, my favorite mulch and my favorite compost. And they have a couple different types, but they have a medium ground compost. So it's not super finely ground, it's medium ground. And it ended up serves as this really, really dark brown, mm-hmm. very dark brown, nearly black.
Coffee colored.
Yeah, mm-hmm. coffee, like strong coffee, mm-hmm. like the coffee I got here.
Mm-hmm.
Colored compost, and using it as a mulch is really beautiful. So if it's something that you're trying to spruce up for guests that are coming in, you want to really make your landscape kind of pop, and the plants pop also. Doing a one-time mulch with compost treatment is a great way to do that. So mulching is both a noun and a verb, you know, mulching, yep. all this stuff. It's two verbs, I guess. But when you put down mulch, you don't have to use hardwood mulch. You can use compost. Now, Nature's Way also has amazing hardwood mulch mm-hmm. that really is like, you know, candy for trees, healthy candy, I guess. That's a
the
thing.
Sugar
that's
free
a thing.
Candy.
Well, that's just gross candy.
It is gross.
But it ends up being this thing that it's made from trees, it's aged. So the thing that that supports trees' roots life is already in this mulch. So you put it down, and boom, your roots are happier, your roots are better, your roots are doing even better. Mm-hmm. So on top of having straight-up incredible compost and amazing mulch, Nature's Way has made all these soil blends. So they have a green roof mix, which I think is cool. It's really light. So if you're doing a big planter, this is also a good thing to do. Potting mix for smaller stuff. If you're looking for something that, like, you're looking to level some drainage problems in your lawn that you've noticed recently, pretty cool thing to do is their lawn mix or their divot mix. Two really cool stuff. So make your grass smile. Apply compost from Nature's Way Resources. Your trees, your shrubs, your lawn couldn't be healthier than when you use this stuff. So go check them out online, naturewayresources.com.
Let your senses transport you to a peaceful hideaway where beauty and tranquility are waiting for you. Enchanted nurseries and landscaping in Richmond. Striking display gardens, plants, shrubs, and trees accompanied by the sights and sounds of fountains, chimes, and whimsical garden art. Enchanted Forest on FM 2759 and Enchanted Gardens on FM 359. For three generations, family-owned, family-run. Sharing their gardening passions, helping you find yours. Enchanted Nurseries and Landscaping. Discover them online at myenchanted.com.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
713-572-4610. That's 713-572-4610. You want your grass greener, your fruit tasting better, maybe your citrus is not as sweet as it's normally been, give us a call. We can help you out. 713-572-4610. I'm sitting here with the incredibly knowledgeable Linda Connor.
Hi, Danny.
Hi. Okay, 713-572-4610. We're here to help you out. That's what we're doing. And we do it with advice. So we actually wanted to talk about winter lawns today. And so we've been somewhat addressing it, but more in the shade situation where lawns maybe shouldn't even be. What are your thoughts on kind of what people need to be doing these days for helping out their lawns?
Rake your leaves.
Okay.
Keep the soil breathing and healthy, not smothering. If you don't rake often at this time of year, you introduce the possibility of fungus, of all kinds of diseases, insect problems down the way.
So you're saying I've got a major leaf fall. Mm-hmm. I got a red oak or something like that, or a sweet gum, and I just got a ton of leaves on it. I need to get them up.
Please do.
I need to get them off the lawn.
Yeah.
Is there something good I can do with them? People bag them up and put them out, but
bag them up and put them in your beds.
Okay. So use them as like a veggie or any bed.
Any bed.
Any landscape bed.
Any landscape bed, because they will break down eventually and they'll provide nice insulation in the meantime.
Yeah. So in the bed, I want to keep water there.
Mm-hmm.
In the lawn, I want water draining and evaporating.
Exactly.
Okay. That's great. That's a great thought. Okay, so what about mulching over them and getting some of it out?
That's not a bad solution. But the main idea is you want the grass and the soil to be exposed to light and air as much as possible.
Okay, great word. 713-572-4610. We'd love to hear from you, answer your questions. We're going to start here. Jack, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
I just bought a new house about a year ago. I live in Corpus Christi, Texas, and I want to plant a tree in the front yard. And I was wondering what's the best time to plant the tree and what tree would you recommend?
A big, tough question because it's so open-ended. What sort of light do you have? How close to the house are you going to plant?
I would have probably 6-7 hours daylight or sunshine, and it'll be about 20 feet from the front porch.
Okay, so I'm going to give three answers. Mm-hmm. If you want a flowering tree, there's a tree called a fringe tree.
Native fringe tree.
Yeah.
One of my favorites.
It's going to do great kind of with the with y'all's soil there. All that drain and salt and sand and stuff is going to be super. So it's a big, beautiful, white-covered springtime flowerer. Fruit tree, Rio red grapefruit.
Mm-hmm.
That's, Texas fruit, the Texas official fruit tree.
Mm-hmm.
Corpus, you guys, that area is known for fruit trees. And then if you want a big shade tree, I'm super partial to kind of to red oaks, upward growing oaks, even cathedral live oaks, kind of big, fast growing that are going to give you a little bit of color. Mm-hmm. So those are my three for you.
I had two of those three.
Nice.
Yep. The French tree and the red oak. Perfect choices.
And so, great. Jack, anytime you got
what time to plant?
Oh, man, now is a great time to plant.
Perfect.
Really, the only time you don't want to plant is August, late July through early September. But you can even get it done then, to be honest with you. But now is a really good time because the soil's not dormant, but the plant usually is partially dormant. And so it'll really get settled and roots will start growing.
Oh, I always thought winter was the worst time. A guy across the street planted one, and I'm like, what, is he crazy? And then I saw your program, and I'm like, let me just call the expert.
Well, he may be – I mean, we can't speak to his sanity at all. But we also can't speak to ours. So, you know.
No doubt. Thanks so much, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you. 713-572-4610. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
The Arborgate has every plant, flower, and gift imaginable. Hi, I'm Beverly. One visit and you will see we're a premier destination for gardening enthusiasts. Our nursery is stocked with everything you'd expect to find, plus display gardens and dedicated rose and herb houses. The Arborgate is the only place you'll find that famous 1-2 punch, organic soil complete and organic blend plant food. Our two gift shops are overflowing with original art, gifts, and home decor. Take an ordinary journey to an extraordinary place. Visit us in Tomball or online at arborgate.com.
This is a hammer. Handy with a nail, but not so much with windows, electronics, or plumbing. Repiping is like that. It's handy, but it's just one tool. Then there's TDT E-Pipe In-Place Pipe Restoration. TDT restores the pipes you have, making them better than new without the mess and inconvenience of repiping. So why do other companies push repiping? Maybe it's their one tool. And when you're a hammer, everything's a nail. TDT E-Pipe Restoration. Faster, cleaner, better. Guaranteed. TDTEPipe.com.
We believe gardening should be fun. The Home Show Garden Pros are here for you with advice and everything you need to be a better gardener.
Year-round, organic lawn solutions safe for your pets and family. Southwest Fertilizer, quality lawn and garden supplies since 1955.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 713-572-4610.
Okay. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. 713-572-4610. Danny Milliken here with Melinda Connor.
Hey.
Answering your garden questions, helping you out. We're going to go to more callers now. Carolyn, you are on Home Show Garden Pros.
Hi, Danny. Thanks for taking my call. I was calling because about September, I started getting a brown patch in my backyard. And it was the weirdest thing because it was three circles. And it was, yellowing, three circles, but it looked like a stupid little Mickey Mouse face, okay? And I thought, well, how weird is that, you know, because it's cool weather and stuff. It's not that hot and everything. And so I just let it go because I was busy, okay?
Sure.
And then next month came, and next month, and I kept watching it grow and grow. And at first, it was only like 12 inches wide. Now it's 6 foot wide in my backyard, so I've lost a lot of my grass, but yet I still see a little bit of the green stuff in the center part of each one of the circles, but it's starting to lose its, like, the ear, you know, the definition of, like, the circles that it had before.
It's becoming less adorable.
Exactly.
Yeah. So you got the Mickey Mouse first, and you went to Disney, and you came back, and all of a sudden...
With a monster.
Yeah. Well,
that's right.
I mean, it's Linda can talk more to it, but the fall is really when we see fungal issues. So they kind of been growing.
Oh.
They've been growing underground, thriving in the humidity and the heat, and then they start fruiting.
Emerging. Yeah.
Yeah. And so there's a lot of solutions to it. Linda, you got some good ones?
I thought it was only in the summertime you got brown patch.
Oh, no.
I guess. No?
No.
Okay.
The fall is our big problem. Now, we've actually had kind of a cool fall, but it's been so wet. So that's really where the issue has been, is that in just the consistent wetness. Normally we have a wet and warm fall. But brown patch has been really bad this fall.
Yep.
And
you need to treat it with a fungicide.
Okay. So like stuff that says brown for brown patch is what I get to.
Well, it depends. That could be a treatment to prevent brown patch. So you really want to address the fungus itself with a fungicide.
Oh. Okay, so, like, what is that?
Come on into Buchanan's. I'll be happy to help you.
They have a bunch of great options there. I've always been partial to compost as a solution, especially at the growing edge of it. So if you're you're going to lose the grass in the circle that's already been lost, it's going to be gone. Mm-hmm. So that is a thing. But putting down compost as a top dressing is physically more laborious than a little bit of spray.
But it's worth it.
Yeah, it's worth it because two things are happening. That fungi really can only grow in an absence of healthy competition.
Uh-huh.
And so we see brown patch because we have kind of soils that have been either damaged by lots of rain, over-soaked, or kind of have received years of abuse from using the wrong kind of chemicals on them. And so some chemicals are good, some are bad. Mm-hmm. All basically need to be used in the right way. And so there are fungicides that geared toward killing this one kind, but I would for sure follow up with a compost or compost tea treatment.
Absolutely. And this is a good time to do that. So
compost tea?
It's a liquid. It's
is
liquid
that
compost.
You buy in the store? You make it at home or what?
You can get it in a lot of garden centers. You certainly can get it at Buchanan's. We brew our own compost tea, and it restores the soil. So just as Danny said, the soil is depleted from whatever combination of factors. Uh-huh. That grass is lost, but it might the new healthy grass might grow back in over it. But treat the soil now, not the visible problem.
Oh, okay. Now, you say at Buchanan's. Where are you located? I live in Spring by the Intercontinental Airport.
It's a little bit of a drive, but it's worth it. We're in the Heights. We're at 611 East 11th Street.
611 East 11th Street. Okay. All right. Okay. And so it's compost I put around the circle part to prevent it from spreading.
Well, so if we're going to just do a step-by-step plan, Melinda's recommending you get a fungicide, but you want to get a selective fungicide geared towards this. So you do a light treatment of that, especially around the edges. That's where the living entity is. And then kind of it's still feeding off the middle part. So you spray your whole Mickey Mouse or now blob. And then I would then top dress it with compost and then water that in real thoroughly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah.
Compost. Okay. So now the compost, like you said before, it goes all around the circle part, not to prevent it from like spreading.
No,
that's
the edge is where it's spreading. And that's really where you got to make sure you get it. But I would put compost over the whole thing. And we're talking like a quarter of an inch or less. So not a huge amount of compost. Probably if you've got a 6 foot wide one, you probably need 3 bags or something like that.
Oh, 3 bags. Okay. All right. So I spread the compost over the whole thing, quarter inch or less, and I make sure I get around the edges, right?
Exactly.
Keep it from spreading.
You want to get past the edge for sure.
Past the edge.
Yeah. Okay. You know, like 4 inches or went past the edge, not like 10 feet. But I mean, you're going to find that the where you still have grass and you've put this is going to be the prettiest grass in your lawn. It's just going to be by this kind of dead space, this short-term dead space.
Okay. All right. So I spread the compost. But that's after I spray the fungicide lightly, and that's what I spread around the edges. Is that right?
Well, the edges are where the fungus that's creating the brown patch, that's where they're thriving right now. So you want to treat the whole area, and you want to treat your whole lawn with some compost right now.
Oh, okay. All right. All right. But – all right, so if I do the compost now, are you talking the same compost you said about putting on the spot?
Well, these are, you're getting kind of a big picture advice. So you have a health issue in your whole lawn, right? Just like everybody else in Houston, major problem across the board. You have one singular kind of
visible
symptom. And so addressing that is important because it will continue to spread. So we're going to kind of focus on that, and that's, you know, get some fungicide that's geared towards that, but you want to follow up with a quality treatment. So, I mean, definitely head over to Buchanan's, you know, find Melinda. She can help you out big time. But that's, I would, if you want to not wait at all and do one thing right now, I would do the compost treatment.
Absolutely.
And if you want somebody to do it for you, Warren Southern Gardens and Year Round does it. It's a
what's
company called Year Round.
Year Round?
Yeah.
Year Round.
Yeah. Year Round Organic Lawn Solutions.
Organic Lawn customers.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Year round. You have their number?
I do, actually. Yeah.
Oh, great. Because I don't have internet, so I really have to search for stuff.
Well, here we go. You ready?
Uh-huh.
713-775-7224.
7224. Oh, that's great. Okay.
Yeah.
That
and they'll really help you out, Caroline.
Oh, thank you so much, Danny. And this is something that's not just me sticking out like a sore thumb, right?
Oh, no, no, no. It is everywhere.
Widespread problem.
Absolutely.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought...
You're in a very populous community of people struggling with this problem. So
oh, okay.
Just know
well,
that, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you so much. And Merry Christmas to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you. Yeah, Merry Christmas. We mentioned that... Year Round does this kind of spreading, but you know, Warren's actually offers the same service. They do an active spreading of their great compost. Warren's Southern Gardens up in Kingwood, incredible, incredible place, incredible garden center. And they, you know, they're very focused on experience. So they're having not only Santa, what? Coming today, Santa and cookies. That's what's happening Saturday, December 15th today from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. A festive day making memories with your entire family. Get photos. They make their own reindeer food. You get a complimentary take-home craft. And, of course, my man, Santa, will be there. So cookies, drinks, popcorn, all available. You can get some pictures with Santa for $10, taken by a professional photographer, which is really cool. So if you don't want to pay money for it, you can instead bring 10 non-perishable food items, which is awesome, or an unwrapped new toy that Warren's will find an important home for. In addition to having this awesome Cookies with Santa, can't believe he's going to be there live, they're also having a Christmas mix and match super sale. And so buy two, get one of equal or lesser value of poinsettias, Christmas decor, fresh wreaths and garland, and they have very beautiful wreaths and garland. And it's still 10 days till Christmas. So you can get some amazing fresh wreaths, fresh garlands. You got family coming in. You want to impress them? Boy, poinsettias and fresh wreaths are the way to go. So Warren's is an incredible place. Great plant selection, great people. Love getting up there, but today's a great day to go. So head on up there to Warren Southern Gardens and check them out online. Learn more about these experiences at warrensoutherngardens.com.
At Southwest Fertilizer, we've been helping Houston gardeners like you raise healthier vegetables and flowers since 1955. Hi, Bob Patterson at Southwest Fertilizer. From plants to soils, fertilizers to gardening tools, you'll find a bigger selection of organic and synthetic products for every budget. All your lawn and garden needs in one stop. And we'll even load it all into your car or truck. Come see us. Southwest Fertilizer, 5828 Bissonnette at Renwick. It's worth the trip. Southwestfertilizer.com.
The difference between an OK kitchen and an Oh Wow kitchen are the appliances. And Norwest Appliance is where you find Oh Wow.
Oh Wow.
Whether it's a retrofit, a gut, or a new home, go where the builders buy. Norwest Appliance. Get that cooktop you've always wanted. Ovens, ranges, and fridges, washers, and dryers. When your kitchen's done, it won't be just OK. It'll be Oh Wow.
Oh Wow.
Norwest Appliance. The yellow store at 290 in Mangum, where builders and you buy best. NorwestAppliance.com.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
All right. Home Show Garden Pros is back. Melinda and I here answering questions. Eddie, you've been waiting a long time. Thanks, pal. You're on Home Show Garden Pros. Eddie, you there? Eddie.
Eddie's treating his lawn.
Can you hear me?
Oh, hey. There he is. I see. I knew we just had to wait a second. That was, yeah.
Hey, good morning to both y'all. And I'm sorry if you've answered this question 1,000 times, but hey, I've got Cleveland pear trees up and down each side of my driveway. There's about 20 of them on each side of my driveway. When is a good time to prune them?
Now is a good time to prune fruit trees.
All right. Beautiful. Well, it's not a fruit tree.
It's a Cleveland pear tree. Oh, yeah, yeah. Is it dormant right now? Does it look like it's just standing around and not doing much?
Yes, it does. But and they're young. We planted them last summer, so they're about a year and a half old.
I'm a big fan of pruning those when they're putting new buds on. I know that's kind of like careful inspection, but that would be end of January, something like that. So now till then, frankly, is a fun time to do it. Whenever you got a good weekend.
Okay, good. That's all I wanted to know. Thank you. I appreciate it. Good show.
Thank you, Eddie. All right, well, this has been Home Show Garden Pros. Melinda's here, you know, having a good time. We're on Sports Radio 610, Texans game. Going to be here on 610 at 3:30. And, yeah, stick with us. This is the Home Show. Home Show Radio family.
Well, I appreciate your time. I enjoy listening to you every Saturday.
Saturday and Sunday mornings, it's the Sport of Home Improvement on Sports Radio 610.
The leaves kind of reddish and turned in funny directions.
The Home Show Garden Pros get you growing Saturday morning 7 till 9.
What makes a really good faucet?
Then Saturday and Sunday mornings, Tom Tynan helps you go from home improvement to-dos to done.
We're adding a room onto our house.
The Home Show Garden Pros. Home Show Radio. Weekends on Sports Radio. Radio 610.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.
Well, we had a great time on Home Show Garden Pros this week. You know, as usual, we always have a fun, fun time. So, big thanks to Beverly Welch from the Arbor Gate, you know, coming out and dishing out her incredible knowledge. Also, you know, for Buchanan's for sending out the awesome Melinda Connor. So, Christmas season is upon us. Hope you do a lot of shopping at our garden centers. Next week will be Diane from Warren Southern Gardens and Sherry Hero for Plants for All Seasons. So a lot of fun next week to be had. And Home Show Radio continues, though, because Tom.
Danny.
Yeah. Hey,
Danny,
buddy.
I have tears in my eyes.
Why is that?
I am so flattered. You gave me the best Christmas gift in the world. You called us a family.
Hey, man, we
Danny,
are.
Danny!
Hey, you.
Brother!
No, you haven't.
Give me a hug. Oh, wait, you're not there.
No. I mean, you know, you kind of adopted me in the Home Show.
We have adopted you. You're our favorite little puppy.
Well,
yay,
no.
I got a puppy for Christmas.
I'm like your little bro. I'm like
oh,
your
there you go,
successful
little bro.
Younger brother.
Yeah, the successful younger brother. Yes, you're right.
Awesome. Hey, well, I'm excited about the show and
right.
getting
Thank
it going.
You, buddy.
Because Tom Tynan's Home Show Radio starts right now.